A reading from the book of the prophet Ezekiel. On the fifth day of the fourth month of the fifth year, that is, of King Jehoiakim's exile, the word of the Lord came to the priest Ezekiel, the son of Buzi, in the land of the Chaldeans by the river Chebar. There the hand of the Lord came upon me. As I looked, a storm wind came from the north, a huge cloud with flashing fire enveloped in brightness, from the midst of which, the midst of the fire, something gleamed like an electrum. Within it were figures resembling four living creatures that looked like this. Their form was human. Then I heard the sound of their wings, like the roaring of mighty waters, like the voice of the Almighty. When they moved, the sound of the tumult was like the din of an army, and when they stood still, they lowered their wings. Above the firmament, over their heads, something like a throne could be seen, looking like sapphire. Upon it was seated, up above, one who had the appearance of a man. Upward from what resembled his waist, I saw what gleamed like an electrum. Downward from what resembled his waist, I saw what looked like a fire. He was surrounded with splendor. Like the bow which appears in the clouds on a rainy day was the splendor that surrounded him. Such was the vision of the likeness of the glory of the Lord. The word of the Lord. Heaven and earth are filled with your glory. Heaven and earth are filled with your glory. Praise the Lord from the heavens. Praise him in the heights. Praise him, all you his angels. Praise him, all you his hosts. Heaven and earth are filled with your glory. Let the kings of the earth and all the peoples, the princes and all the judges of the earth, young men too and maidens, old men and boys, heaven and earth are filled with your glory. Praise the name of the Lord, for his name alone is exalted. His majesty is above heaven and earth. Heaven and earth are filled with your glory, and he has filled up the horn of his people. Be this his praise from all his faithful ones, from the children of Israel, the people close to him. Alleluia. Heaven and earth are filled with your glory. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew. As Jesus and his disciples are gathering in Galilee, Jesus said to them, "The Son of Man is to be handed over to men, and they will kill him, and he will be raised on the third day." And they were all overcome with grief. When they came to Capernaum, the collectors of the temple tax approached Peter and said, "Does not your teacher pay the temple tax?" "Yes," he said. When he came into the house, before he had time to speak, Jesus asked him, "So what is your opinion, Simon? From whom do the kings of the earth take tolls or census tax? From their subjects or from foreigners?" When he said, "From foreigners," Jesus said to him, "Then the subjects are exempt. But that we may not offend them, go to the sea, drop in a hook, and take the first fish that comes up. Open its mouth, and you will find a coin worth twice the temple tax. Give that to them for me and for you." The Gospel of the Lord. And today was the first time it hit me where Jesus, when he performed the miracle and brought money out of a fish, he sits there and says, "So that we may not offend him." Again, sometimes we think we're being very, very religious if we offend people because they're very bad and evil and I'm very good and holy. And so we offend people because we're sticking up for the truth. Now, Jesus didn't have to pay the tax. That's what he's saying here. I'm the Son. This is the temple. I don't have to pay anything. But not to offend them, go in, go fishing. We're going to pay tax for you and for me. So the first thing is we shouldn't think about going around offending people. Now, you guys don't have to worry about that. That's usually what I do. But the reality is, we got to trust God also that he will take care of our needs. Miraculously. God, we need to trust him. Instead of saying, okay, then this is what I got to do, this is what I got to do, this is what I got to do. What I got to do is do my best. I got to do the fishing, but God got to perform the miracles. Nature knows love today and forever. Amen. Let's stand and pray.